tizuma kauphathe ngoxolo.
African National delegates sang and danced on the floor of the National Assembly as they elected African National Congress leader Jacob Zuma, the country's next president. Following the vote, Mr. Zuma pledged to lead South Africa toward becoming a united, non-racial, non-sexist nation.
With the support of my organization, the ANC, as well as all South Africans, I hope to lead the country on a path of friendship, cooperation, harmony, unity, and faster change.
Mr. Zuma was nominated by Winnie Madikizela Mandela, the ex-wife of anti-apartheid icon and former President Nelson Mandela.
I nominate for the President of the Republic of South Africa, the President of the African National Congress, the man of the people, the Honorable Member, Mr. Jacob Zuma.
The ANC won nearly 66% of the vote and 264 parliamentary seats in elections characterized by an intense campaign and high voter turnout. But it was deprived of a two-thirds majority and lost control of Western Cape Province because of gains by two opposition parties, the Cape-based Democratic Alliance and a new party formed by ANC dissidents, the Congress of the People, COPE. In Parliament, COPE, through its leader Mbazima Shiloa, nominated its own candidate for the presidency, Mvume Dandala.
I, Mbazima Samuel Shiloa, have the pleasure to nominate for the position of President of the Republic, Hamilton Mvumelwano Dandala.
Dandala was COPE's presidential candidate and heads its 30-member bloc in Parliament. The Democratic Alliance did not field a presidential candidate in the popular elections, but its decision to abstain from the parliamentary vote came as a surprise, as the two parties had said they would work together in the opposition. South Africa's nine provincial assemblies also convened and chose the provincial governors. Mr. Zuma's election caps a remarkable political comeback. He was forced to resign as deputy president 4 years ago, but fought off corruption and rape charges to gain control of the ANC at a party convention 18 months ago. He has pledged to create jobs, fight poverty, and deliver more social services to South Africans, 40% of whom live on less than $2 per day. Analysts say one of his greatest challenges will be to satisfy the aspirations of the poor, union workers, and left-leaning members of the party while maintaining the confidence of businessmen and foreign investors. President-elect Zuma is to be inaugurated Saturday in Pretoria and announce his government on Sunday. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.